Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Got a lot of NBA draft trivia coming up the next couple segments of the show. Can't wait to get to that. We'll see how the crew does. Come up with 15 questions for them. It's going to be fun. The next two segments of the show after this one, Rob Bezzola, Pro Sports Bettor, hour number three, National Hockey League. Lots happened in the NHL. We'll get Rob's betting takes there and his favorite NFL futures. Grant Wall from Sports Illustrated, how to bet the USA tonight in the Gold Cup against Qatar. In the semis, Canada, Mexico as well, Premier League and Champions League early thoughts as well, coming up from Grant Wall to close hour number three, power hour, final hour of the show, all our bets tonight for Major League Baseball, all our bets, of course, for the NBA draft as well in the final hour of the show, the power hour. Stucky from the Action Network going to join us momentarily here. While we wait for Stucky to join us, Ken, let's announce the trade that I tease going into break there. So sure. I don't think this is official yet, actually. We'll bring Stucky on right now. Stucky is live on the line with us here. Stucky, of course, from the Action Network. You've heard him on the show before. You listened to him along with our pal Colin Wilson, doing a great job breaking down college football and a lot of different sports for the Action Network on Twitter at Stucky and then the number two, Stucky with an E and the number two. Stuck, what's going on? Welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, BetQL on a Thursday. We'll ask you about Max Scherzer in a second, but first, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a while. I've been sitting here on Skype, ready for you guys to call. That's how long it's been, but which we're not doing anymore. But I'm glad to talk to you guys. Summer's going well, and football's just around the corner, which obviously everyone's excited for. So, no complaints here.
Yeah, and obviously, Stucky, you and Colin, I think you guys released your first win total podcast for the Action Network podcast, so people can check that out. We'll get some college football thoughts from you in a second, but just want to get, even if it's just a quick take, does this make you want to make a bet? Does it not matter? And here's kind of why, even though it's a big name. The Athletics, Ken Rosenthal is reporting the Padres are close to acquiring Max Scherzer, pitcher from the Nationals, obviously, who basically everybody knows, Cy Young winner. Does Max Scherzer going to the Padres make you want to bet anything with kind of what you think the prices are going to be?
No, I mean, the NL is so interesting in the fact, it's a huge get just because, how much do you really trust Paddock and Snell right now? And you really want to go into, the playoffs with three starters that you can really trust. When you have three top of the line starters, that's even better. And obviously, you have Yu Darvish, and Musgrove have been very good. Snell and Paddock have not, although the peripheral set haven't been as bad as they've been, but they just haven't been great. So obviously adding Scherzer to the rotation is huge. I think where, the Padres are hoping, baseball's a lot of luck. Like, you get into the playoffs, like a lot of sports, you get in, you want your rotation to get hot, you're going to win, you want to try to win some close games. What the Padres, I think, want to do is try and win that division. To say the season ends today, you're playing the Dodgers in a one game playoff potentially. I think that's like where it's going to come down to. Is it enough to, Scherzer pitching once every 5 days to go and take the division? I don't necessarily think so. I probably won't do anything with it. I'm assuming the market may probably overreact to it. But if they get in and either win the division and or, win that wild card game, and then you have that rotation set up with that lineup, obviously it makes them just a bit more scary.
The Padres entering play today on Thursday, 5.5 games behind the Giants in the National League West. The Dodgers 2 games behind Los Gigantes in the National League West. All right, Stucky, good stuff there on Major League Baseball. Let's get to the bread and butter of this, right? What we love to bring you on to talk about. And that, of course, is football. And we'll do college football here with you here. And we'll get some of your favorite bets for each of the big conferences. Let's start, Stuck, in the SEC, where Bama's minus 162 to win this conference. Could be any bet that you like in the SEC. A win total, someone to win the conference, a Heisman Trophy winner from that conference. Give us what you like or love in the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to go, the one bet that I have placed that I see the most value in from just a pure numbers perspective is Alabama under 11.5 wins. I make that closer to 10.5, like just a tad under that. And I was, 2 years ago, I was okay to sell Alabama with, a lot of the turnover and lack of coaching continuity. Last year, I wanted no part of any other future. That was Bama's year, and I'm glad I didn't touch anyone else. This year, I think that they could be a bit vulnerable. There is some coaching turnover. Their defense should be nails, but I'm just not positive that offense is going to be as good as we've seen. There are still questions about how good Bryce Young will be at quarterback. They've lost a ton. I mean, just unprecedented amount of NFL caliber talent at wide receiver. Yes, they just reloaded last year, but I mean, that has to catch up to them eventually. So I think that, look, Bama's still the best team in the country, and they could go undefeated. It wouldn't shock me, but I think that they're a bit vulnerable. So I don't think that they go undefeated, and my numbers say 10.5. The schedule isn't crazy hard, but I assume they're going to probably drop one of, if I had to guess. They go to Florida, and Florida's down, but that game's in the swamp. Still a talented team. They end the year at Auburn, and, in the middle there, the most likely loss is at Texas A&M, which is, I think they end up dropping one of them. I make the number 10.5. They're a little bit vulnerable. Maybe some questions on the offensive side. So that's probably my best bet from a numbers perspective and something that I can see playing out. I think that they end up with one loss during the regular season.
Stucky, if we go to the ACC, I'm going to guess maybe you don't have a bet to win the conference because Clemson is minus 700. Maybe you like somebody else and that could be your favorite bet. So, okay, prohibitive price on Clemson to win the conference, but obviously win totals on everybody. A lot of people, in on North Carolina this year, they're kind of 9.5, 10 win total market. Miami, 9.5. So two teams right behind Clemson with very high win totals this year. Give us a bet that you like in the ACC this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is it's a wide open. I think it's more wide open than most college football years because each of the teams at the top have a question. Either a lot of them have new quarterbacks. With Clemson, Ohio State, for example, doesn't have a quarterback who's ever thrown a pass. Now, obviously, these teams reload. With Clemson, it's their quarterback health. So if DJ goes down, I mean, their backup right now is a walk-on, Hunter Helms. Their primary backup tours Achilles in the spring. Then their next backup after that ended up getting drafted by the Pirates, and he got a big signing bonus and decided to go. If DJ goes down, at major question marks with what happens with Clemson. They just don't have any quarterback depth right now. So that's scary. Now, capping an injury to a quarterback is difficult to do, but they're one injury away from, I don't think, having a shot to win at all. In the ACC, but having said that, I mean, I'm not taking on Clemson. I don't see any value for them to win the ACC. My favorite bet that I feel like I'm a kind of a sheep for doing this, but my numbers like it, and it's a team that I think I'm higher on than most people, and that's Boston College. I played some over 7. Now, they haven't won 8 games since, I think, 2009, but there's a lot of things to like about this team. Phil Jurkovec at quarterback, the Notre Dame transfer, he's a pro-level talent. I love him. They bring all their receiving talent back, and they lose David Bailey at running back, but they have shiftier backs this year, which I think work better with their zone running scheme. And their offensive line is one of the most talented in the nation. They struggled a bit last year, but they were learning a new scheme. I think this year they're going to be much better in that aspect. And this is year 2 of Jeff Hafley, and I'm a huge fan. Saw what he did with the Ohio State defense, just turning them around a couple years ago. I think the BC defense, which it does have to replace a couple linebackers, but we'll take that next step. And it's just, this is kind of a narrative thing, but I think that the culture is changing there. And one of the reasons, you know, you could point to is last year they had 8,000 COVID tests and not a single positive. Now, there's some luck in there and random. I mean, but just I think that it shows that the team was just in year one of Hafley was just zoned in, all in, and I think that they take that next step and finally get the 8 wins for the first time since 2009. You look at their schedule. There's only one unwinnable road game on their schedule, and that's at Clemson. I mean, there's UMass, Temple, Louisville, Syracuse, and Georgia Tech. Those are their other road games. So I think BC surpasses 7 wins this year. They don't win the conference, but I like them over 7.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You better, you bet. BetQL Thursday, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking college football with our pal Stucky from the Action Network on Twitter at Stucky2. Stuck, let's go to the Big Ten where Ohio State -190 to win the conference. What stands out to you there?
Yeah, I mean, look, Ohio State, it's all going to come down. They reload every year. They lost a good bit on defense. They'll have to replace their linebackers and some other pieces. And then obviously Justin Fields, Trey Sermon. So it comes down to, can they find that quarterback, most likely to be C.J. Stroud? I still have some questions about them in the secondary, but they just have so much talent, and I think that they're head and shoulders above the rest in the Big Ten that I ultimately see them coming through the Big Ten again for the last time they didn't win the Big Ten was 2016, which is also the last time that they lost to an East opponent. So they've just been dominating.
That's the Urban Meyer pizza game, right? Where he was eating pizza on the golf cart after the game, like crestfallen. I guess that was against Michigan State, maybe, if I remember correctly.
No, I think the last time they lost, that was hilarious. Great Twitter. That was a great Twitter night. I think the last time they lost was at Penn State, but I could be mistaken, but I think Ohio State comes through. But we have to watch what happens with their quarterback position. The team that I'm selling, it's probably my bet. Look, I see value in Northwestern. Their win total under, but Northwestern every year, so many years, Pat Fitzgerald just overperforms. They just win these ugly games, and they'll end up probably luck boxing into one or two extra wins. So I just have a rule of thumb where I try not to bet Northwestern season win total unders. So I'm going with Indiana under 8. I actually make this right at 7, a tad over 7. And look, they should have potentially a top 10 defense. They bring everyone back. Their defense is excellent. But this is just a lights flashing regression candidate from last year when it comes to turnovers, red zone, just everything was going their way. You might recall that Penn State win they had with the dive in the corner at the pylon. So big regression candidate. Penix says he's healthy. They say he's 100%, but quarterback health is something to monitor. He's had 2 ACL injuries. They host Ohio State. They host Cincinnati. They're at Iowa. They're at Penn State. You know, they're also at Maryland, who I think is going to be improved. They're at Michigan, who has a ton of talent. So I think 8 is just a tad high, given how brutal their schedule is. They could still finish 7-5 and finish in the top 25, but I make that closer to 7. Big regression candidate after last year, where just everything went right in the turnover and red zone departments.
Stucky, only about 2.5 minutes left, and I think we'd love to hit the other 2 power conferences with you. So let's try to do 60 seconds on the Big 12, 60 seconds on the Pac-12. We'll do the Big 12 first. Oklahoma, the obvious favorite, -180 to win the conference. Spencer Rattler, favorite to win the Heisman. Favorite bet in the Big 12 in about 60 seconds.
Big 12, TCU over 7.5, I do like. And then I played Iowa State to make the Big 12 title. It's kind of a natural hedge there since they play each other at the end of the year. But I said that there's, at the top, that Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, there's some questions with these teams. If you want to take a shot, maybe this is the year you take a shot with Iowa State. I did. If you can find a 40-1 at Circa, I did take a shot with Iowa State. And then the Pac-12, I went, Utah over 8.5. They might be favored in 11 games. Bring in Charlie Brewer, a quarterback. That defense will be excellent. And, again, another kind of a natural hedge. But I'm lower than most on Washington and Oregon. So taking a shot on Utah, whoever you like, Utah, Arizona State, USC. I took a piece of Arizona State to win the Pac-12 plus 450. I love where that defense is going, Jaden Daniels. So Utah over Arizona State to win the Pac-12. Those are 2 bets that I played there.
Stuck, fantastic stuff, man. Great to hear your voice again. Great to have you back on You Better You Bet. We've got another 20 seconds here. Promote what you and Colin have coming up. I'm sure a whole bunch of content around the college football season.
Yeah, we'll be churning out previews here. We have the Big 12 preview will come out overnight tonight. Next week we'll hit ACC, Big 10. Week after, a bunch of Group of Five episodes. We get to knock out the Pac-12. Then we'll do 2 episodes for the SEC, 1 for each division. And then, look, less than a month away, then we'll have week 0 content. And then it's off to the races.
Stuck, fantastic stuff. Great having you on the show. Check out his work at the Action Network, actionnetwork.com, their podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Stucky. And then the number 2, be well, man. And we'll talk to you down the road here.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's our pal Stucky from the Action Network. Lots of good information there on college football with the big conferences and also on Max Scherzer.
Yeah, agreed. And it's interesting. Like, a lot of people have kind of picked Iowa State as that team that's not one of the heavy hitters to go deep this year, to go to the Big 12 title, to maybe make the playoff. They're a fascinating team. A lot of smart people really like them. Some people are skeptical. They're sort of a lightning rod for discussion basically so far this year.
Are you excited to bet on them in October?
I mean, they did lose. I think they didn't cover once in October last year. So it wasn't
when the calendar turns.
Right.
To Brocktober.
We definitely bet against them in Brockvember. We definitely did that.
Yeah. and Brocksember as well. Perfect. All right. The next 2 segments on the show devoted to NBA draft trivia. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Odyssey app. Watch and guess along with our crew and our fans.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The prop king, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.